I'm Ashley.
And I'm Samantha.
Hide your kids, because you're listening to Midwest Made Us Do It, the pod where two best friends chat about whatever tickles our pickle.
So buckle up, bitches, because we're corn-fed, but not inbred.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we have a special guest on the show. Your spawn.
Yes. My child is sitting in with us today on this conversation about marijuana or Mary weed. Jane or weed
pot
or pot or cannabis or what's some more words?
Funky jive stuff.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. That's what we're chatting about today. Just before we even dig in, I want both of you to give me your opinion in a quick, like, 5-second opinion on cannabis.
Me first?
Yes, your opinion.
I have a pretty high opinion of it. I think that it helps out a lot of people who enjoy using it.
That was a perfect opinion. Yeah. Ashley, what's your opinion on it?
My personal opinion is I personally don't super enjoy it, but I really enjoy other people using it. I am a big proponent of other people using it. What about you, their chief?
My opinion is pretty impartial. I mean, I'm not against it, but I don't use it, so I can't give a very, I don't disagree with it, but I don't do it either, so.
Have you done it?
I've tried it twice, but I don't actually think that I actually, like, inhaled it, because I never smoke cigarettes, because I was nervous that I would choke on the smoke. I know that sounds so stupid, but, so I never actually, you're like, yes, it does. I never actually, like, inhaled it, I don't think. So, no, I have not. I mean, I guess I have tried it, but I didn't get high or anything. Cannabis is legal in a lot of states, but it's still illegal in some states. And guys, hit me up with a state and I'll let you know if it is legal, whether it's totally legal, whether it's just medical, legally, like medical, and it's decriminalized, or whether it's only medical or only decriminalized or fully illegal. Illinois. Okay. It is fully legal for medicinal purposes and it is decriminalized. So if you want to smoke pot, this is where you need to be.
You're free to do so.
Yep.
What about Hawaii?
Hawaii is mixed. So medicinal is yes. It is decriminalized. But it's not fully legal. I don't know how that makes any sense, but...
So basically, we have dispensaries here, but you have to go to a doctor and pay to... It's monetized. So you have to go to a doctor. You have to pay $200 to get a card. It's easy to get one, but it's just a way for them to make more money. And then they give you a card, and then you have to go to the dispensary. So I can't just walk into a dispensary. I have to go to a doctor first and a specific doctor.
Oh, I see. It used to be that way here.
If I get caught out with it, I also can't get arrested because it's decriminalized. So
that's how it used to be in California. They had those little shops with like all the green crosses, and you had to go in there and get a card.
I mean, what's the point?
It was like because it's medicinal. But
that seems silly to me. If you have to have a medical thing to get it, to buy it, but if you're found with it, you're not going to get in trouble.
They're saying, we know it's okay, but we also want your money.
Give me another state.
Indiana.
Indiana's mixed also. So it is not decriminalized and medicinal only for CBD oil.
Ew. Only.
Right. What? So basically.
So it's fully illegal.
It is pretty much fully illegal. You can do CBD oil.
You can do anything.
That's according
to
this.
And then you come over to Illinois.
Yeah, just come right on over.
Just go across the border there.
Yeah, but don't go to Wisconsin because it's fully illegal there. Wisconsin, really? Yeah, Wisconsin's the only Midwest state where it's fully illegal. All the other ones are kind of mixed. Michigan and Illinois are the only ones where it is fully legal in the Midwest. But the West Coast, pretty much everything is legal. Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, even Alaska, Colorado, of course, and Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, all legal. But there's still several states where it's not legal at all. It's completely unacceptable to have it, to take it, to sell it, to use it.
Which what about Delaware?
Delaware. Where the hell's Delaware?
It's on the East Coast.
It's on. Oh, well, yeah. I'm on the East Coast. Where the hell is Delaware? Vermont, Delaware. Maine, Massachusetts, right around Connecticut, there. Rhode Island, Jersey.
Right there.
Oh, my God. It's itty bitty tiny. It's like that in Rhode Island. Sorry, this turned into a geography lesson.
Have you never seen Delaware? Yeah. Is this your first time seeing Delaware?
Yes, it's because I'm in the Midwest and I don't venture out of these six states. In Delaware, it is mixed. So it is medicinal and decriminalized just like Hawaii. So similar situation. So there's that.
All right, this is a short history because Samantha hates history.
Wrap it up.
I got this from history.com and Medium. So the first written record of cannabis use was in 2727 BC by Chinese Emperor Shen Nung. We're skipping forward a lot. Early colonists, you may recognize the names Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, grew hemp for textiles and rope. Early hemp plants had low levels of THC, which stands for tetrahydrocannabinol, and that's the chemical response for the mind-altering effects of cannabis. It also interacts with the areas of the brain that can lessen nausea, helps with migraines, and promotes hunger. In the 1830s, Sir William Brooke O'Shaughnessy, a doctor studying in India, found that cannabis extracts helped with tummy aches and vomiting associated with cholera. By the late 1800s, cannabis extracts were sold for medical purposes throughout Europe and America. So the U.S. FDA has approved two drugs, Marinol and Syndros, to help with the treatments of cancer and AIDS patients, and it has THC in it. In the 20th century, racist laws and lame politics led to the criminalization in the U.S. So we'll briefly touch on this. This could be an entire episode on itself. Henry Anslinger is an asshole. He was the founding commissioner of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics from 1930 to 1962. He played a major role in the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, which outlawed selling or possessing weed. Anslinger claimed that weed could cause psychosis and eventually insanity with little to no scientific evidence. He spoke to 30 scientists and 29 of them told him that cannabis was not a dangerous drug. He used the theory of the one expert who agreed with him and the press ran with that. It's important to note that Anslinger was racist as fuck. He claimed that Black and Latino people were the primary users of weed and said a lot of incredibly racist things. I will not repeat here, but are available if you would like to see for yourself. He hated jazz music for some reason and claimed that jazz musicians were creating satanic music under the influence of marijuana. Even the word marijuana, which was a play on the Spanish word marijuana, was introduced strategically to stoke fears against minorities and immigrants. He also helped to pass the Boggs Act in 1951, which established mandatory minimum prison sentences for drug crimes. This asshole went on to serve as the U.S. representative to the UN's Narcotics Commission as the head of global drug policy. Here, he bullied other countries who needed the assistance of the U.S. into adopting drug policies similar to those in America. So in summation, some old racist white dude who hated jazz and people of color fucked everything up. The end.
Wow.
You also said that he made those laws because of, like, that weed is sexually, like, it makes people sexually inclined to do things and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He did. He said that because he was fucking racist, saying that Black women were raping white women under the influence of weed.
There's an old poster, and it's like, it's a guy giving it like a shot to a woman, which is apparently supposed to be marijuana that he's injecting into her. And it says marijuana, weed with roots in hell. And it said weird orgies, wild parties, and unleashed passions. That's what happens at marijuana parties.
That sounds awesome.
I wish that's what happened.
What really happens you get high and then you say dumb stuff and then you eat. That's watch what TV. Really happens. I've never been to a marijuana party where orgies have ensued.
Yeah, that was very blown out of proportion.
Whoa, that went real south real fast, escalated quickly. Okay, I want you guys' opinions on these little, like, misconceptions. One misconception is that marijuana is a gateway drug.
No, negative.
No.
I've never smoked weed and been like, man, I really need to go smoke some crack now. Never. Never once.
One time I thought I smoked weed and I thought there was meth in it, but that was because it was from...
That's a whole different story. That was because it was from Farina. If you get your weed from Farina, there might be meth in it.
That was a rough night.
Apparently, it makes you lazy and stupid.
If you let it. Because yeah, I can get high and go to the gym. And that's the opposite of being lazy.
That is the opposite of lazy. It's dangerous and deadly.
No.
It is a negative substance.
Oh.
That is the biggest misconception I've ever heard in my life.
My favorite one, because I've heard people say this, it's illegal for a reason. Ah, the illegal angle. There must be something wrong with it because it's illegal for a reason.
It's a racist shit.
It's illegal for a reason. No, grandma.
It's illegal because Henry Anslinger is fucking racist. That's the reason.
Exactly. And we're figuring out now. As things are becoming more and more legal.
What's your favorite weed movie? Instantly, I think of Dazed and Confused.
My go-to is Pineapple Express.
Half-Baked.
I haven't watched Pineapple Express. I think I tried to watch... Maybe I started watching it, but I don't think I watched it the whole way through.
They turn into, like, not superheroes, but they're just, like, they're crime-stopping... pot smokers that just save the day. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Did you watch Seth Rogen did a he lives in Toronto, I think, and he had oh my god, I can't remember the name of the show, but this guy goes to different areas with people and they show him around and they eat the food there and
oh yeah.
And they just got high the whole time and went and did shit around. Is it Toronto or Vancouver? Anyway, but he lives there and it's legal. And they're just out in the park smoking weed. And then they go look at sharks and stuff. It's really peaceful.
I think I have seen that show. I don't know if I've seen the one with Seth Rogen.
Do you guys remember? Well, Noah, you wouldn't because this was in 1987. But do you, Ashley, do you remember?
No, I remember back in 87.
I was four, Noah. The egg industry. Did that whole like, well, they did that whole PSA of this is your brain on drugs.
Yes.
They crack the egg, they put it in the pan and fry the egg. And they're like, this is your brain on drugs.
Yes.
They showed that to us in health class.
They did?
Yeah, it's pitiful.
Drug marketing was pretty effective. You know what was the most effective thing on me was that book, Go Ask Alice. Remember that book?
I don't. All I know is about Dare.
Oh my God. Go Ask Alice. You should read it now. Because I reread it as an adult. And I was like, how the hell was I so into this? It's an anonymous story. But it's like a PSA about drugs. And it's supposed to be like the diary of this girl who she starts smoking marijuana. She's a teenager. And she runs away and she ends up like totally jacked up on all sorts of drugs. And then she's like prostituting herself. And like, what? It gets nuts, but I read it. Lord. I think I read it in like sixth grade.
This is a child's book?
It was written in the like 60s or 70s. And then, honestly, it made me real interested in drugs.
Kind of like the DARE program.
No, that stuff never worked on me. You know what worked on me? You know why I've never really messed with drugs? Like, I smoked a lot of weed back in my day, but I don't do it anymore. But what really scared the shit out of me about, like, actual drugs was that show MTV True Life, I'm blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And there was this one about True Life, I'm on Ecstasy. And they showed, like, this girl did it all the time. And they showed this scan of her spine, and there was like holes in her spine or something from, because she overused it. And I tell you what, I had friends in high school that did ecstasy, and I was like, no thank you, ma'am, I do not want holes in my spine. So that worked.
I do not want holes in my spine.
And that worked.
I think that's why everyone believes that weed is a gateway drug, because anybody who does like crazy amounts of like explicit drugs have always started by smoking weed, because that's like the easiest thing for kids to get.
Like, I had friends that did other stuff, but I just never, it's, I don't know, it doesn't really appeal to me.
The people who go on to do like harder drugs do it for a reason, like they know what they're doing.
Noah, are you smoking pot right now?
No.
Are you sure? What's in that? Let's talk about a vape real quick. So Ashley's got her vape. Noah has his vape. I have my Cherry 7-Up. Give me quick the vape scenario, because number one, there's the vaping's better than smoking cigarettes. And then there's the vaping is not better than smoking cigarettes. Vaping's bad for you. And then it's, oh, vaping just flavor, vaping just water, vaping marijuana. Some of it's like toxic stuff that you're inhaling. Like, okay, just put this out there for me. Explain to me.
I don't freaking know. My dad sends me articles all the time about how it's bad, but I don't read them. No, well, thank you.
Because there was this big thing about trying to get people off cigarettes is to go to e-cig. And yeah, then that turned into like the whole vape thing. But I mean,
the vaping industry has like destroyed kids my age. Like every single kid, like honestly, every kid in high school now too, from like 16 and up, is just, everybody's hooked on these things, and it's ridiculous actually.
Yeah. But listen, if you have a child and you do not think that they are using a vape pen,
they
or
are.
Yeah, they are. They definitely are.
Because it doesn't smell and it's like cool, so.
And some of them
But it's really not cool. It's not worth it if you're not of age. I started way too early, and
I was gonna say, I remember when she busted your ass and you were not of age.
I was like 15. I just had really old friends that would buy me all the stuff, and that's what we ran with it.
Yeah,
I started smoking cigarettes when I was 15.
You did?
Yeah.
I just never got into it. And I think it's because I grew up in a house where they smoked all the time and I hated it. I know.
You used to bitch when I would smoke around you.
Oh, God. I hated
I don't like the smell of cigarette smoke. Ugh. Cigarette smoke is disgusting.
My clothes would always smell bad. My house. I hated it. It was so embarrassing. I hated it. Gross. Ugh.
No, and that's why people vape, because it doesn't smell.
Did we tell Ashley the story of how I found out you were vaping?
You really got me, honestly, because look, I was at school and I called her to bring my I had a soccer game that night, and I called her to bring my headphones to school. And I was like, man, the headphones were right on top of my desk. You didn't have to go through the drawer and look in the case. But she put a nice little bag together for me and brought it to school with my headphones and some snacks and some stuff. And the bottom was a note that said, Noah, I found your vape. What the fuck? And I was like, oh, shit. So I went to the soccer game, and she was there staring at me on the sidelines, and it was kind of like Dazed and Confused, where the kids, he knows he's gonna get his ass whooped after the game, and he's talking to the players and he's like, God, I don't want this game to end. Yeah, I knew she was just staring at me, and I knew I was screwed.
Yeah, that was a bad day.
I got a phone call that day.
That's a bad.
That's when you're like, all right, God damn it, Noah. What have you turned into?
Yeah, that was the first time that you like ever. I feel like that's the first time you ever purposely hid something.
Disobeyed you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there was a little notch in our trust.
And I never really lied to you about. I never really hid smoking pot from you. Honestly,
you did for a little bit, and then one day you broke down and just told me, and I
didn't hide it from you though. You had just never asked me, so I wasn't going to tell you.
I think my reaction was okay, and
yeah, I just felt bad for not telling.
I think I was more upset with the drinking than the smoking pot, honestly, because in my mind you can get in so much more trouble drinking, and it's so much
because you do stupid shit. I don't understand how drinking is so openly legal and pot is so frowned upon like it is. Well, you can get in so much more trouble.
Yeah, it's so dangerous. There's so
these people that hate weed and will not smoke weed and are so against everyone smoking weed probably get drunk every weekend.
Ashley and I have done some dumb shit when we were drunk. For
not
sure.
Me.
Oh yeah, you're a little angel. You never did anything stupid after a night of drinking.
No, I was just there when you did it.
I just, yeah, so the drinking bothers me more than the smoking, honestly. Fascinating weed facts that even non-stoners will enjoy. These are from BuzzFeed, and they are pretty entertaining. In 1938, Dr. James Munch, a weed expert from the U.S. government, testified under oath that smoking weed once turned him into a bat. He said, "Bat him," then flew into a giant inkwell where he stayed for 200 years. Even better, it only took him 2 puffs to get high. I don't think he was smoking weed.
He was either not smoking weed or it was just some unreal shit.
It was from Farina.
He was smoking weed from Farina.
It was laced.
The Farina gas station.
Yeah. After Tupac died, his friends mixed his ashes with weed and smoked them.
Yep. Peace and love, baby.
Tupac.
That's what I'm doing when I die.
Noah, you are cremating one finger, you say.
I did say that. Because I don't want to be fully cremated. That's kind of fucked up.
So you want me to cut off one of your fingers?
No, they'll do it at the funeral home.
Burn it into ashes. That's just a bizarre thing. There are more medical cannabis dispensaries in Colorado than there are Starbucks, which is pretty impressive, I just have to say.
That is impressive. Shout out, Colorado.
It takes 90 minutes to 2 hours for ingested weed to get you high versus 10 minutes for inhaled weed.
Yep.
That is true.
Edibles.
Yes,
edibles hit late sometimes. Just the other day, Parker took an edible and woke up the next day and said it had just kicked in whenever he woke up and he had to go to work really high whenever he was not planning on that.
Say your friend. Redo that.
Listen,
and just say my friend.
I don't think Parker's
Parker,
a dumbass.
Parker doesn't care.
Parker smoke weed?
Parker's damn near past smoking weed. He's about over all of it. He's like, yeah. He's done too much in his day.
One time I took an edible and I woke up the next day to go to work and I got ready and I got in the car and I started driving and I got like just outside my parking lot and I realized I was still high and I had to turn back home and call the person I was supposed to see and I said, "I'm so sorry. I took an edible last night and I'm still high and I needed to sleep it off." And so I did. She was very understanding, and I appreciate her.
That was good business, Ashley.
Yeah, I'm a hairstylist. What are the expectations here? It's like, I'm not a fucking doctor.
Can you imagine if you're like, oh, I have a hair appointment, and then you come back and you're like, oh, my hair appointment got canceled because my hairdresser got high and couldn't do my hair.
Well, it's not like I did it on purpose. I didn't, like, smoke that morning. It was the night before.
It was the day before.
I figured I'd sleep well, and I always sleep 8 hours. I am a strict 8-hour sleeper. So I thought, I'm sleeping for 8 hours. I'll be fine. And I took it, like, 2 hours before I went to bed. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. No, ma'am.
Well, here's a little tip for you. If you do get super high and don't like it, sniffing or nibbling black peppercorn will help you.
Mangoes make you higher if you eat them while you smoke. Fun fact.
Really?
That's what I hear.
Well, I do not need that.
You can also thank a group of high school stoners for using the phrase 420. In 1971, a group of five teens in California known as the Waldos would meet near a wall. Haha, get it? Waldos? At their school at 420 to get high, and it caught on.
But I would just like to say for the record, do you remember the guys in high school that were the biggest stoners? Now, today, I see them on, like, social media,
mm-hmm.
and they're, like, annoyingly straight-laced.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, bitch, I remember when you were always like, like, every day in school, and now you're like, drugs are bad, okay? And it's like, read the room. We remember.
Just so you know, the way that you behave in high school is the way that people will forever remember you. So Noah, yeah. You've got it made because you were like a good athlete, MVP, whatever. You were lead in the musicals. You were prom king. You were living your best life in high school.
Right.
I had a pretty good time in high school.
You know what I'll be known as forever?
The pregnant lady.
Pregnant.
Yeah, the girl that had a kid in high school.
You're who got pregnant in high school?
Yeah, that's me.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think I had a little bit of a reputation as a bitch, but I think I was also class clown, so.
Give me some. So surely cannabis has got to be good for the economy.
Yes.
People are profiting off of this.
They're taxing the shit out of it.
I have some information here on the economic benefits of legalization from Forbes. We are in the midst of an economic recession. We need to find new streams of revenue and jobs. During the Great Depression, the government ended prohibition. It's estimated that the government lost $11 billion in alcohol-related taxes during those 13 years. We should learn from our history and federally legalize cannabis. During the first stay-at-home orders, most states deemed weed businesses essential, and this paid off for them. So in April, in Illinois, cannabis sales were $37 million. Oregon's were $89 million. The cannabis industry employs nearly 250,000 full-time jobs right now, and two-thirds of Americans support the repeal of cannabis prohibition. National legalization could result in $128.8 billion in tax revenue and 1.6 million new jobs. An estimated 30% of Mexican drug cartel income is from cannabis trafficking, and we could effectively cut into their bottom line. We can end the backlogs in courts over stupid weed offenses. There are more than 660,000 marijuana arrests per year.
Wow.
And cannabis accounts for more than half of the drug arrests in the U.S. A disproportionate number of those arrested are Black people. Despite similar rates of usages with white folks, only 3% of federal drug cases go to trial. The rest are settled with the plea bargains. That's another load of bullshit I could talk about, but another day. The justice system should be spending their time focusing on violent crimes with actual victims.
Boom.
Mic drop.
Fully agree.
I agree too. I feel like there's more positives than negatives that could come out of it. However, again, I don't know.
Same.
It's clearly working for some states.
Or is it?
Well, again, I don't know. If we had some, do. You do know?
Yeah, look at the fucking things I just told you.
I wasn't listening. Yeah, so when you talk about history and facts, I automatically stop listening.
Well, if you had listened, I gave some really poignant notes that would tell you why it is not working for those states.
I got some bullshit theories around weed. The munchies are not real.
I get them.
Here's the fact. Munchies and weed used to go together like peanut butter and jelly, Sour Patch Kids and cookies. Seriously though, according to a 2017 mini review of studies, cannabis causes hunger pangs like hijacking part of your brain.
I could see that.
I think if you're a regular user, that's probably not an issue because you're kind of used to it.
Yeah.
But it, like, I was probably more recreational, and so I always ended up eating.
It's also like the stigma behind it. You're like, oh my God, like once you get high, if you don't really do it all that much, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm high. I have to eat food because food does taste better sometimes. It smells better.
That makes sense.
It enhances it. All your senses.
The fuck are you smoking?
Farina weed.
Farina weed. Myth number two. Weed now isn't as strong as it used to be.
False.
I don't believe it.
It is absolutely the strongest it's ever been.
Yeah, it says the quick and dirty summary is that the concentration of THC in cannabis now is way higher than it used to be.
I did a speech in class and there was a fact I found that was saying that there's weed that's up to like 97-98% like of like the concentrate stuff. Oh, like that God. Stuff will get you.
Yikes, Aroni.
Myth number three. All weed produces the same kind of high.
No.
Myth busted. There are millions of strains out there that do all kinds of different things.
That's why it should be legalized so that you can go find what works for you. Because it can also help people with health problems.
Hey, listen.
Like epilepsy.
It does help with seizures. And I've asked multiple times if I could get a script for it. And I have been told no every time.
Why?
You don't have that type of seizure. You don't need them. Myth number four, synthetic weed is safe.
No.
Oh. Wrong. No, it's not. Synthetic weed is like spice, K2, fake weed.
From the gas station.
Don't be getting your weed from the gas station. Myth number five, DARE helps kids stay away from weed.
No, that's how you find the kids that are on drugs. The ones that have DARE shirts on.
I have a DARE hat. I wear my DARE hat all the time.
It's only cool if it's ironic.
Correct.
True. Myth number something. You cannot overdose on weed. You can overdose on weed. It's just not going to kill you. It's going to give you all these other long laundry lists of issues. Anxiety, paranoia, dizziness. All kinds of blood pressure spikes, headaches. Okay, those are a lot of fun weed facts, weed myths, weed information. Do you guys have anything else you want to add to it? Funny stories for you?
Oh, I've got a funny story.
Okay, let's do it.
It was 2001. Picture it. So I had a cousin that lived in Hartville, and we used to go to his house and have parties every weekend because his parents would go down south to go riding horses. And I was in a fight with one of my friends. And so the guys that were there, one of my friends, her boyfriend at the time, always liked to get me high because I would say stupid shit. And he saw that I was having a rough night. So he said, come smoke with us. And I was like, no. And then he's like, no, come smoke with us. And I was like, okay. So then we were all in my cousin's room, me and all these dudes, and we were just passing it around. And then boom, my cousin's parents come home and they're like, the fuck are you kids doing? Get the fuck out of here. So we had to leave, and I was super duper high and I was really freaked out. So I have a friend who was pretty sober in high school. And so she's like, okay, I'll take you home. But I didn't want to go straight home because I was afraid my parents would know. So we decided to go to Blockbuster because Blockbuster is the best place to go when you're high, because then you can just look at all the movie things and the candy, and you can read all the backs of the movie boxes. And so we were in the country and we're headed back to town, and I had to pee really bad, and she would not let me get out of the car to pee in the country because she was really paranoid that we were going to get in trouble, even though neither one of us had been drinking at all. And so I thought my bladder was going to explode and kill everybody in the world. And then the moon was pretty bright that night, and I thought the moon was evil and it was also going to kill everybody. And then we were listening to that Crazy Town CD, the one where they sing the butterfly song. song, and that's the only CD that we could listen to because it was stuck in her CD player. And so it was making me really freaked out because it just kept playing that goddamn song, and then she was getting really mad because we could only hear that song and I wasn't talking to her because I was real scared about my bladder and the moon and the song. And then we drove by friends and they were in the car, and I was just like laying there like this looking out the window because I was trying to focus on positive things, and they were waving at me but I couldn't fit wave back, and they were like, what the fuck. And then they took me home, and I got home, and my parents were still up and they were watching a documentary about animals. And so I started watching it and trying to act normal. And so I was trying really hard for like 5 minutes to think of something really normal to say before I said goodnight about the animals. And the only thing I could think of was, I said, those rhinoceroses are crazy. And then I said, well, goodnight, because they looked at me funny. And then I asked them later and they said, oh, we knew. And we knew every time you came home high, because you would say some stupid shit to us. And also your eyes were always really fucked up. So
yeah,
you can. I'm not one of those people where if I'm high, you're like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm like, I don't look cute. I look oily. My eyes are low. They're real red. It's not a good look.
The first time I ever smoked weed, Parker was there. We were house sitting for someone. They're out of town. Someone's parents were out of town. We were house sitting for them. And this other kid was like, hey, we should get some weed. And Parker was like, yeah, let's get some weed. And so they called his buddy Moose.
We had a buddy named Moose too.
Yeah. We went and met Moose at Culver's, then got some weed. And I didn't think I did it right the first time. I really don't think I did either, because I had never really smoked anything. And I was trying to act high because everybody else was high. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is totally working. And I didn't know how it felt. And then, like, a couple weeks later, I smoked again. And I got really, really high. And I was like, oh, this is how it's supposed to feel, I think. I don't know if I like this. And I didn't smoke for, like, probably a year and a half. And then I went to college.
And then I went to college. Okay, we got to wrap this up because we still have to do another one.
My word associations.
Okay, wait, we got to explain to Noah what word association is. So we're just going to spew a word at you and you just say the first thing that comes to your mind. Okay? Bong.
Bong.
That is probably the smoothest way to smoke weed.
Abba Zabba.
The fuck is that?
God, you guys said you watched Half Baked.
No, I've never seen Half Baked.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, I'll watch it tonight.
Okay, well, anyway, Abba Zabba is the taffy that Dave Chappelle eats throughout the movie. Okay, munchies.
I don't really get them.
I got three words for Noah.
All right.
Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong is hilarious. I like them, like, I like the movies, but I watch a lot of, like, Tommy Chong on YouTube now. He does a lot of cool stuff.
Number two, are you cool, man?
Yeah, that's Dazed and Confused. That guy's hilarious.
And
are you cool, man? That's like saying now kids say, do you burn? Or it's just like a joke. It's kind of like a funny joke, kind of like that guy. People are like, oh, do you burn? And it's like smoking weed. We make fun of people for not burning. Oh, you don't burn.
Then finally, Snoop Dogg.
He's the goat.
The goat.
He's the, like, grandfather. He's the dog father. The dog, Snoop Lion.
Nice. Let's wrap this up with a crop dusting corner real quick for Noah.
All right. What are you watching, kid?
I've watched The Boys. I started watching The Boys. It's a movie about superheroes, or a TV show about superheroes. It's pretty cool. But I watch a lot of YouTube, like Joe Rogan and Nelk Boys and UFC stuff.
What are you eating?
I've had my mom's pasta soup thing tonight. That was pretty good.
Lasagna soup.
She had this cheese blend thing to put in the bottom. It was pretty good.
what is your mental health like right now?
Pretty good. It's about the same as always. Regular.
Do you have a random rant, Noah?
We're putting Noah on the spot. Noah, I know you have a random rant.
Tow truck companies are the epitome of shit.
See, there's your random rant.
They literally come steal your car, and you have to pay them and prove to them that that is your car and pay to get your own car back that they stole in the first place.
Yes,
that's true.
It is very frustrating and expensive.
Yeah.
And they only take cash here.
I
paid with mine for a card.
They'll take cash only, but if they take it to a mechanic or whatever, then they put it on your tab for the mechanic. So then when you pay to get your car fixed, you're also paying the tow fee.
Oh, okay. I got my car towed from my work and it was $205.
Good Lord. And you said it was only like 15 minutes late.
Is it because they charge per like mile or something?
Yes.
Or
yes. Which is insane because their business, they're coming to my business. They're driving to my business and then taking your car and then counting the miles from where my business was to their business. But I didn't want my business at their business. I wanted my business outside when I got off of my 10-hour day.
I don't want to be drunk here. I want to be drunk
in public.
Bar.
I want to be drunk in a bar, which is perfectly legal.
Perfectly legal.
Yeah.
Arrest them.
Well, we typically wrap this up with a I love you back, bye situation. So, Noah, I will just say, I love you. You're my favorite, and you're all I got.
What do you mean he's all you've got?
That's what I tell him all the time.
That's what she tells me. I say, literally, you just got married.
A lot of responsibility on you.
Literally. And then she's always texting me. She's like, oh, did you get murdered? Are you alive? Are you dead? And I'm like, good. Something's going to happen, and it's just her wishing bad things into the world.
Oh my God, I text Azzy that too. Are you dead? Are you on drugs?
You're putting it into existence.
It's just good to know. Okay, we got to wrap this up.
Okay, love you the purple last.
Love you.
Love you.